This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. Newsman Steve Alexander has the report after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. I will tell you why Max isn't here and I am in just a couple of minutes. Let's begin, though, in Bloomington, Minnesota, where a mosque was bombed last year. And it turns out, according to investigators, that the three men who bombed that mosque also tried to bomb an abortion clinic in Champaign, Illinois. The three men arrested are ages 47, 29, and 22, and all are from the small country town of Clarence, about 35 miles from Champaign, Urbana. One of the more common forms of government across the Midwest is township government. A Twitter survey published by our own Max Armstrong asked, should township governments be abolished? Well, some people in Illinois are pushing for that, claiming it would save money. Max's survey attracted about 160 votes, 40% of which said no, no way. 14% said yes, let it go, save some money. 15% said, it wouldn't make any difference. And 31% said, consolidate, not abolish. Twitter has spoken. Governor Bruce Rauner of Illinois has spoken. He vetoed a bill that would have required gun retailers to be licensed by the state of Illinois. In Halstead, Minnesota, 22-year-old Pedro Ruiz had plans to be a YouTube star, and the stunt that he came up with that would propel him to stardom went like this. Ruiz held a thick, hardcover encyclopedia against his chest. His 19-year-old wife, Mona Lisa, who didn't think this is a good idea, standing barely a foot away, squeezed off a shot from a .50-caliber Desert Eagle pistol to see whether the bullet would go through the book. It did. He died. She was scheduled for court today, where a sentence was worked out of 180 days in jail to be served a little bit at a time, so that she won't have to be away from the couple's two young children any more than necessary. Well, I told you I would tell you why I'm here and Max isn't. He was in Springfield, Illinois last night to receive an honorary Master Farmer Award from Prairie Farmer. Prairie Farmer has been covering agriculture for a long time, about 177 years, and over the last 50 or so, they have handed out Master Farmer Awards, and every now and then, not very often, there have only been 17, they hand out honorary Master Farmers. For the first time in 8 years, somebody got an honorary Master Farmer Award, and it is our Max Armstrong. Congratulations, Max. That's your Midwest Digest. For Master Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.